I might get a little bit in trouble by saying this.
I think it will be a difficult decision for existing brands to make. If I were to bet and put my money on something, I'll certainly put my money on that.
So we're really excited to be here. I'm Reggie. I work in customer experience, and yeah, Vitaly, I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Vitaly. I'm head of product at Vista Social. Day to day, I'm responsible for translating the feedback that we get from customers, all the new sort of changes to the social network landscape into features that our customers can use to benefit themselves, to market themselves better, their brands, their businesses, scale their operations, and deliver more value in some cases to their customers or to their business.
Yeah, so we're really excited today to talk about really the world of microsites. You know, specifically, we're going to be talking about link and bio pages. And if you're scratching your head a little bit thinking, what in the world is that? So it's kind of like a mini website that usually you'll see people linking from within the bio of their social profiles. So obviously, Vitaly, there's a ton of different terms that have been floating around the web for a while. Link and bio, microsites, mini websites, landing pages. What's kind of your take on that?
I think they all come from sort of different standpoints, right? Social networks are not very generous, some of them anyways, not very generous when it comes to allowing people to put links. For example, on Instagram, the only place where you can put a link is your bio, hence perhaps, you know, the term link in bio was coined. Since the site that you're going to link to is so tiny, it has just a button, it's just the most important thing. Some people have referred to it as a micro site or a mini site. Perhaps another perspective on this would be that since you can create so many of them, right, you could refer to it as a landing page as well. But ultimately, there is this need for social media managers to have their followers and visitors click on the link and go to a place where they can perform an action that they need, whether it's sign up for a service or buy a product, etc. And given the fact that a lot of the individual social media posts sometimes can't be linked, you know, link in bio becomes very, very important. And the page where you end up on becomes that much more important.
And I've really seen this more and more with brands too. Like you'll see brands, like you said, talk about specific product, specific sale, specific giveaway, and they'll tell people to go to link in bio. And it's definitely more prominent on Instagram, but I feel like lately, I don't know if you've seen this as well, but like LinkedIn, I'm seeing this on there. I'm seeing this on YouTube and on Facebook. And there's been conversation around whether or not the algorithms of these different networks may show your post more often if you're not trying to link out of their site. So saying something like link in bio or whatever that might be might change things a little bit. Just a thought that I've kind of seen around social a little bit more often.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Again, linking from the individual posts is progressively more difficult as time moves on, and many networks are, you know, beginning to disallow links and posts, and link in bio is that much more important. And as it gains the relevance, as it gains the importance, people look at it differently, right? So initially, it was just looked at, hey, just a personal page with some links on it. Now, as the business is realizing the importance of it, more thought is being put into what goes on to it. How does it relate to our main site? You know, is there a difference between the link in bio and the primary website? Could it be a situation where perhaps, you know, we don't need both? But certainly, the world and the business begins to look at microsites and the link in bio pages very differently as the time progresses.
Before I go on any further, is there a specific term you want us to use for this episode going forward?
Or
is
it okay? I really don't. I feel like people will just use the term that they like. We've been in our marketing, we've been kind of also when we launched Vista Page, we've been kind of going back and forth a little bit. We feel like link in bio is very recognized as a concept. And perhaps a microsite as well. But yeah, either term is fine. As a matter of fact, we should probably mingle them and mix them up just to kind of make the point that it's somewhat irrelevant of the specifics of the term.
Right. Okay. So I want to dive into the fact that obviously a lot of brands, a lot of e-commerce brands, they already have websites, right? And most of them are pretty mobile friendly. I think there's definitely been a push to mobile friendify, if I could say that, your website over the last half decade or so. So right? so why a mini website in that case?
I think, again, it all started, with people wanting or brands wanting a link in their profile, right? And certainly the easier option was to link to the regular website. And the regular website, however, represents a much bigger repository of information about a brand, about a business. And yes, you know, there are mobile-friendly, responsive designs that facilitate the mobile perspective, right, on the website, which simplifies that experience a little bit. But it does appear as though thinking these days is that taking the chance on followers going through and clicking on the link and visiting the brand's website and then not finding what they want is too great to take. And as a result, brands are saying, hey, it's not just a question of a responsive website, which simplifies the main site. It's really a matter of, hey, how can we give our followers, our audience, as they click on the link, the most specific, impossible to miss call to action or a set of them that are going to be that much more prominent, right? Because the people are clicking on it most likely whenever they've seen a reel from you or they've seen a video, they've seen a post, and they're looking to kind of move on to that next step in knowing who you are and what's the first impression you want to take. And it's possible that as much as you want to introduce your brand broadly, this just may not be the time. The time is to sort of get the people to do whatever was your objective in the first place. As a matter of fact, the bio page is dynamic, right? It could be a set of call to action buttons to kind of support certain marketing initiative as it happens today. Tomorrow, as you do more posts, it becomes more and more relevant to that specific marketing campaign.
That's a good point. And I would probably even say I've been talking a lot to some colleagues of mine who are starting to get on social for their brand, their business. And as a social media consumer, I've heard this story so many times where, hey, this fashion brand or this accessory is advertised to me on Instagram through just my organic feed. And I go on their profile trying to find that product. And it's just like, after a couple of minutes of looking, I'm just going to give up, right? So that bio link microsite gives people really an easy way to engage with that brand. Like you said, that call to action that's clear, whether it's the new launch, the new product, or it's about the company, right? Whatever that might be.
Yeah, exactly. So I think somewhat, if you think about the concept of landing pages and how everybody knows when you do email marketing and when you send emails with certain links in them or certain call to actions, it's very important to build specific landing pages to support that particular email marketing campaign. That way, when a person reads a certain message, and they click on the link, the page that they land on supports that messaging. You want to minimize the disconnect as much as possible. That way, it continues to flow. So the person read about a product, he thought to himself, hey, or to herself, hey, I like it, clicks on the link. Oh, it's still about the product. It's still about that something that I liked. And there is a call to action to support it. Versus arrive at a page or a website, which is broad, general, and now you have to look for that one thing that you liked. So in that sense, microsites are a lot like landing pages, meaning that you build them to support your current messaging, right? So you are selling apparel and today's fashion is jeans, right? And you've posted a number of posts about jeans. As people click on your link in bio, there better be some information about jeans right then and there for them to buy, to preview, to watch a video about them, you know, whatever is the link. But from that perspective, it's this notion that you want to link your sort of marketing campaign or your current messaging in the most relevant way with the call to action and in a way that cannot be missed.
And so obviously with regular websites having dozens, maybe hundreds of pages, if we're talking about e-commerce, even thousands of pages, how would we say then from a functionality standpoint, these microsites stack up against, you know, the regular brand's full-fledged website?
Without a doubt, websites, given their evolution of roughly 30 years, can do a lot more than perhaps the microsites can. You can certainly load up your websites with stores and payment systems and registration forms, etc. You can hire developers that are programming languages. You know, you can do so much with websites. Microsites are akin more to a website builder experience where, or landing page builder experience where you are throwing in some buttons, some actions, some links, some images, and quickly building these pages. Well, we do have the extensibility where you can extend your Vista pages, my link and bio Vista, link and bio pages that we've built using Google Tag Manager, for example, and you could indeed include the payment systems and the registration forms, etc. I wonder if that is just maybe not entirely the best way of thinking about microsites as to essentially compare them to the regular websites because their purpose could be different. The purpose of the microsite is first and foremost to be a link between your social messaging and the call to actions that you want the users to take, right? You want that link to be very obvious and very in your face. So I wonder if the LinkedIn bios should continue to remain, these microsites should continue to remain very basic, because that's really the purpose. The purpose is to be unambiguous about the purpose of the visit, essentially.
Yeah, I know that makes sense. And I think adding layers of complexity maybe takes away from the purpose of the experience of that microsite, which is to be the most obvious, the easiest way to get somebody to do whatever it is that they got to that page to do, whether it's to buy something, to learn more about something. You start adding those many layers of complexity, and maybe we start seeing a lot more people clicking away. Talk about attention spans, or even just like generationally, as we continue on with generations, we want the more easy to think about. I don't remember the last time I did online banking on the desktop versus mobile, right? So let's talk a little bit about that as well, right? How that kind of plays into the next generation as well.
I think we are, if not already, we are certainly headed towards a mobile-only world, right? So I think at first, people considered mobile to be first a secondary device. Perhaps now they're seeing it may be the primary device, still with the hope that people will still end up on a regular website conducting their business, right? We are most likely moving into the mobile-only world, where mobile is going to be the only device, right, that people will be using for everything. And I think all sorts of stats these days are there to support it. Every holiday season, the Black Friday breaks all sorts of records for mobile purchasing. And from that perspective, indeed, the mobile experience becomes that much more important. And yes, the most websites today will offer you the mobile-friendly version, which, by the way, is also kind of not that easy to do. So if you have a regular website and you've hired people to build your website, you know for a fact that building the mobile-friendly version is an effort. I mean, it's not that easy to do. Some features have to really be reworked to even be mobile-friendly. So it's pretty much double effort for many websites to maintain both. But in a mobile-only world, the need for the regular website kind of disappears almost, right? And the complexity of the regular website is now perhaps questionable. Instead, people want things that are simple, easy to understand, easy to click. Listen, the burger menu that we are all used to on the mobile-friendly websites is cool, but I've struggle all the time clicking on it because, you know, you got to get those pixels, right? You got to get your fingers set up correctly. So I think, again, kind of coming back to, it's really not so much about the functionality, but it is about the ease of use.
Right.
And also, like, once you are in that frame of mind as a business owner, you can move away from this, hey, my website needs to do the whole menu, right, of feature or offer the whole menu of features and offer, you know, do all sorts of, you know, things, all the way down to the most basics, right? So my, you know, it's if it's a banking app, hey, I got a, you know, big button to deposit, big button to move money. If it's a purchase app, big button to purchase, you know, select sizes. So all that other stuff that could exist within the website might as well disappear over time.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned the stat, right? I think I was reading a little earlier today. 2022, they did a survey. They analyzed, I think, around the world, and something around 65% of all e-commerce in 2022 was done on mobile. Like, that's significant. That is significant. So we talk about the experience itself on e-commerce sites, on social media, the bridge between the social media to the e-commerce site, they have to be different. You can't think about the 13-page checkout experience anymore. It's got to be simple. Somebody's on their phone, they're likely on the go. They need to be able to access that in a way that's really quick.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. And I think current thinking has been that the mobile-friendly website is really the gateway to the primary website. But I think we are beginning to see the shift in that thinking, that mobile is the only destination and people will not arrive at your website later. This is just not going to happen, right? So that's the gateway, kind of like, you know, what's, you know, do people end up on the mobile to end up on the main website? And I think we see the trend that that's not happening really. And then, but also the overall, something that you alluded to is the attention spans, right? People, followers, as they arrive to the website, how much of their patience, right, are you willing to test in finding the right information? And why create that friction, right? Why create the friction where people will be needing to put effort in finding things that they need, right? And I think microsites deliver specifically on that, right? It's that complete rudimentary nature of these websites and how simple they are, to the point where obviously one would maybe even argue that, hey, are they maybe too simple? And certainly that's an argument to make too, right? Are we now at the point where we've made sort of like a full cycle, right? Back in the 90s, we started with the ugly looking simple websites. Then they became infinitely more complicated. Then at some point later, people said, oh, you know, the mobile. And, you know, they started building something just slightly simpler, something that kind of looks a little easier, you know, looks a little nicer and it go, you know, kind of easier to consume on a mobile. It declined slightly, but still the sites kind of remain very sophisticated, even on mobile. But now the thought process is, hey, take the complexity all the way down, give people just the simplest of choices. And if you do subscribe to that philosophy, just think of all the overhead you can get rid of, right? All your regular websites, all your mobile-friendly websites. I mean, you are really coming down to just the smallest of things. If you do need that shopping experience, if you do need that payment experience, you can still get that as a plugin, right? You're no longer you that, you know, that Shopify store, you can simply plug that in. That Stripe payment form, simply plug that in. And at that point, you know, all that other stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is nowhere to be found.
That's a good point. So, I mean, it almost sounds like, and I might get a little bit in trouble by saying this, but there could be maybe a future where businesses are completely ditching their traditional sites and just going to these microsites.
I think it will be a difficult decision for existing brands to make. If I were to bet and put my money on something, I would certainly put my money on that. I would say that in time, just given where the world is headed with AI, with the time on screen, time on site that people just have, and the diminished perhaps attention to some extent that people give, like people don't really need read articles, they only read headlines. People really skip over many words in a sentence to quickly get at the right idea behind the sentence. As a matter of fact, I know from kids that that's exactly what they teach my kids at school, is that how do you take a paragraph of data and without reading it, sort of estimate what it says. So yeah, so I think it's certainly kind of like, it's a harder choice for existing businesses because that obviously introduces a lot of changes. But for brands that are up and coming, for those who are just getting started, I think it's a very simple choice to make because you're going to create a microsite, you're going to do your social marketing, people are going to arrive at your microsite, at your link and bio page, and that would be that. They will do whatever you need them to do. You can open up the Shopify store that introduced that payment or that calendar link, and you are done. And you don't need your website. You don't need the mobile-friendly website. You don't need any of that.
And the last question really was going to be around whether or not you had any resources or any advice for the startup. Someone was just getting started. They haven't built a site yet for their brand. Any recommendations around microsites, mobile-friendly sites, and all that stuff, and how they should maybe try to position themselves?
Yeah, I think, again, the idea that you don't need a regular website and you could essentially create a business card-looking micro website, whether you are a realtor or an apparel brand, or maybe you are an attorney, or, you know, just any sort of company with a specific call to action, such as set up an appointment, purchasing, registrations, booking calls. That's so easy to create. It would literally take you just a few minutes, less than a dozen clicks to create your micro website, and you are done. Your presence is done. You post that link to your social profile. And as a matter of fact, some of the features that we offer as part of Vista page is, once you have that website, you can keep it updated by essentially posting to it, just like you are posting to your Instagram, just like you're posting to Twitter. You can basically post to it. It becomes almost like another channel akin to Twitter, similar to Instagram, etc. So I would certainly recommend going with a microsite, whether you go with ours or you go in with another, it really doesn't matter in the end. The idea that you will save all that money and all that time in not needing to create a regular website with its responsive presence, I think that is just a no-brainer for majority of brands that are getting started.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like as you're evolving in your brain, obviously you're in a startup phase and maybe you're getting to some more advanced marketing and you're saying, hey, I need to be able to retarget. I'm running ads on Meta. We've got that, right? Like with Google Tag Manager, whether it's Vista Page, like we were saying, right? There's so many ways that you can go a little bit more advanced, right? Connect Google Tag Manager, link up your Pixel, link up your Google Analytics, and mm-hmm. You've got the whole life cycle in there to be able to retarget.
Yeah. And our goal, and I think overall goal with these microsites, is to keep them very basic and easy to create. But for those who are willing and in need of complexity or sophistication, whether it's with analytics or tracking or purchasing or payments, all of that is 100% possible. But you would kind of look at it as a little components that you just simply plug in into your website, into your micro website as you need them. Not in need at all for a majority of the brands that are getting started, not a requirement to get your microsite going, but is a total possibility. As a matter of fact, we, for instance, we have a few of them built in already, so you don't even need to kind of get advanced with a Google Tag Manager. But given that ability, the sky is the limit, right? You can integrate pretty much anything, any product that offers itself as a plugin, you can simply plug that in.
Awesome. I think that kind of puts us at a really good place to stop then for today's episode. If you're listening in, we're going to have resources and stats that we talked about during this episode in the show notes, or if you're checking this out on YouTube, it'll be in the description. It's been a really great conversation, Vitaly. Thank you for joining in for us to kind of just talk about just the evolving world of social media, the internet, and all the cool tools that are here to kind of support brands online. So definitely recommend, hey, if you like a topic that we talked about today, let us know. If there is any ideas on things that you want us to cover in the future, let us know as well. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, we'll see you on the next one.